Please rise as you're able for a time of prayer. In our prayers this morning, we will uplift the concerns in the congregation. We will uplift the Harris family. News was shared last Sunday that Lorraine was taken to be with the Lord and guided to safe pasture in her heavenly home. Bill was supposed to be at church this morning. He'll come visit us soon, but they were married for 76 years, the longest marriage, I think, in the history of the church. So we can imagine just the feelings that Bill has this morning. We're going to uplift Bill in our prayers and the rest of the Harris family. Also, we will give thanksgiving for the gift of new life given to Carolina. She's the daughter of Kaomi and Micah. We've been praying for Carolina for some time and thankful for the safe delivery. But both mother and daughter are doing well, but they're in the hospital. They're going to be there for a few days because it was a trying delivery. And then also for Janine, we're adding Janine to our list as she is experiencing some health challenges. Towards the end of our prayers, we'll have a moment of silence too to reflect upon the thanksgiving and remembering of those that have sacrificed their lives so that we can live today with the freedoms that we have. So there will be a moment of silence today. We pray. We give you thanks. We give you praise and thanksgiving, Almighty God, that you do not leave us or forsake us, but come to us and all the world by your Holy Spirit. By his help, we worship and glorify you and take continual refuge in your great mercy and grace. Abide with us and keep us close to you that we may share in your great life and love. Lord, in your mercy, grant your blessings to all in the authority of government in our nation and throughout the world, that we may lead peaceful and quiet lives, godly and dignified in every way. Lord, in your mercy, comfort all who are in sorrow or need, sickness or adversity. Lord, we thank you for the comfort you gave to the man, unknown name, but known to Jesus in that moment by the pool of Bethesda. Lord, today we uplift those with physical infirmities. You've promised to hear their concerns and listen to their challenges. And we just place these concerns into your hands. You are all-powerful, almighty. You have the big plan in your hands. And we pray that each person that we name today would trust in that big plan. For Bev, Nicole, Jimmy, Aaron and her family, Denise, Kathy, Holly and John, Rob, Courtney, Carla, Janine, Velma, Russ and Kirsten, Austin, Dick and Valerie, Elaine, Don and Claudia, Oscar, Andrew, Brent, Joe, Jenny, Kathy, Letta and George, Becky, Linda, Christopher and Noel, Brian, and Caleb. Have mercy on those to whom death draws near too, Lord. We especially pray for the Harris family as they are mourning the loss of Lorraine. Uplift Bill this day. Send him messages of your love and forever commitment to him. And the promise that he will have a sweet reunion with Lorraine. Bring consolation to those in sorrow. Lord, in your mercy, show forth your heart of mercy to the mentally impaired. Grant them compassionate family members and caretakers to watch over and assist them. Help us at peace to provide opportunities to celebrate their gifts. And grant your church the burning desire to share the love of Jesus with them. Lord, in your mercy. As we pray this Memorial Day weekend, we remember with gratitude those valiant people of the armed forces of our nation who have fought and died to protect the liberties that are central to our way of life. In this moment of silence, we uplift our thanksgiving, our remembrance of these individuals, their names, but in general, all those who died so that we can enjoy the freedoms that we have today. Lord, in your mercy. It is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus, your Son, our Lord. Amen.